The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News.
I'm joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, for our regular Green Scene slot. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We're talking about devious birds.
We are talking about devious birds and devious other animals. We're talking about birds who pretend to be injured in order to protect their young. And this is a phenomenon that was quite well described in an American bird species called the killdeer. And what the killdeer very cleverly does, it nests on the ground, and if it sees a predator approaching during the day, it pretends that its wing is broken. And it splays its wing out and it limps off, making squawking cries like it's in pain, as if to say to the predator, I'm an easy target.
Come and get
follow
me.
Exactly. And the predator obviously comes over and then the bird flies away. But it's managed to take the predator away from its nest. But a group of amateur ornithologists were looking at this behaviour in the States, and they wondered, well, I wonder, do other birds do this? It's a very clever ploy. And a study that was published earlier this year has accumulated data that people then went and collected. And what we found is that it's actually incredibly common. There's nearly 300 bird species that do this, and they belong to a big range of different families. So not just ground nesting birds or shorebirds, but a whole range of birds use this clever tactic.
So in Ireland, some of them might be seen doing this.
Absolutely. Things like ducks, blackbirds, ringed plovers have all been found to be doing this. So if you're out and you're a keen bird watcher in Ireland, you could actually see this behaviour happening.
Yeah, I've actually seen it myself. I didn't realise it was deceptive. You know, I thought that there's an injured bird. What do I do? Do I try to trap it and bring it to the vet? What do I do?
Yeah.
And then, boom, off it goes.
And of course, if you do see an injured bird, that waiting a while is the best thing to do, because one, it could be this trick, but even if you know, sometimes birds do fall down from their nest, so best to wait a couple of hours before you do try and get them in a box and get them to the vet.
Now, sometimes they lose the race, don't they?
They do. It doesn't always work. And of course, the reason they're doing this is to protect their young. And that's a really strong evolutionary urge. I mean, if they weren't protecting the young, it would be better to fly away. But birds have come up with lots of ways to protect their young. I mean, again, in Ireland, we'll all be familiar with the heron that just doesn't move. And it's just a tactic. I mean, sometimes they're hunting, but sometimes they're almost trying to become invisible by staying still. And you know, there's other tricks that birds employ. I mean, the burrowing owl can actually hiss like a rattlesnake. So if it sees a ground squirrel approaching its nest, it will hiss like a rattlesnake. Some birds use very elaborate camouflage to hide their nest. And actually the tern, again, a bird that we see in Ireland, is very aggressive. It will actually attack even a human-sized person coming to try and get its chicks.
Yeah. Now, not just birds up to this kind of carry on.
There's trickery going on all over the place out in the natural world, and it's amazing. I mean, one of the ones that's really dramatic, you know, the Oscar goes to the eastern hognose snake. they can play dead if they're threatened, and they roll onto their back and they sort of flop, but they actually have glands in their mouth that they can actually release blood. So they're really saying to a predator, go away, I'm dead, I'm rotten, don't come near me. It's a similar tactic to the Virginia opossum, who will do the same thing, does all of that, sticks its tongue out and actually empties its bowels as well. Again, just saying to an attacker, there's an easier meal somewhere else.
Dear, oh dear, dear. And the, what is it, the pygmy grasshopper in Japan?
The pygmy grasshopper, very clever. Frogs are their main predator. So what they do is they stretch out their legs and make themselves very stiff and like they're dead. And the frog just can't fit them in their mouth. and actually, the fish as well will do this. So the cichlid fish will lie on the bottom pretending to be dead. So they're not trying to evade predators. But if a fish comes along to investigate, they'll actually attack them. So there's all sorts of trickery going on in the animal kingdom.
In the natural world. Okay, Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you very, very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.